Today, December 9th, is the feast day of St. Juan Diego, the 57-year-old widower who saw the Blessed Virgin Mary in Mexico. Juan Diego was born an Aztec Indian. He was born near Mexico City in the year 1474. His Indian name, translated, was the Eagle Who Speaks. A very appropriate name because he would spend the rest of his life speaking the message of our Blessed Mother and the Lord as an evangelist, as an apostle. Juan Diego and his wife, Maria Lucia, were both converts to the Catholic faith. Every Saturday and Sunday, they walked 14 miles to Mass and religious instruction. Juan lost his wife, Maria Lucia, and at the age of 57, he had an experience that would change his life and really the entire country of Mexico and the entire world. It was on December 9th in the year 1531. Juan was walking to Mass by himself, and a beautiful lady dressed as an Aztec maiden and surrounded by light appeared to him, and she said she was the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the Mother of the True God, and that she expressed a desire to have a church built on Tepeyac Hill so she could show her love and concern for her people. She said, "Ask for my help. Here I will listen to people's prayers and I will help them." And then Our Lady asked Juan Diego to go to the bishop to share this desire. So Juan obeyed and went to the bishop. The bishop didn't believe him. And so Juan returned to this lady and suggested that she send someone who could talk better to the bishop. And she said, "No, you're the one I want. You're the chosen one for this work." And she would bless Juan Diego for helping her. And so he again went to the bishop. And this time the bishop said, "Well, ask this lady for some sign that she truly was the Mother of God." And so then when Our Lady was told this, she told Juan Diego to come back the next day. In the meantime, however, Juan Diego's uncle Bernardino was seriously ill, so Juan had to stay home to care for him. So by Tuesday, his uncle was dying, so Juan went to find a priest. And he didn't want to run into this lady, so he took a different path, and there was our Blessed Mother. He was embarrassed, and he apologized for not meeting her the day before, and this is what Mary said to him: "Listen to me. Do not let anything bother you, and do not be afraid of any illness, pain, or accident. Am I not here? Am I not your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? What more could you want?" And then she said, "Don't worry about your uncle. He is already well." And so then Mary told Juan Diego to go up onto the top of the hill and gather the flowers that he would find growing in the rocky hill. He obeyed, even though he knew there was no flowers up there. It was the middle of winter, but he obeyed. He climbed the hill, and there were beautiful, gorgeous roses covered in dew. So he picked them and put them in his tilma, his cloak. He walked back down the hill. The Blessed Mother rearranged them. The cloak actually had been made by his wife, Maria Lucia. And then Mary said, "Take these roses to the bishop." So Juan Diego goes to see the bishop. He opens his tilma, and the fragrant roses fall like a shower upon the floor. And of course, that was itself a great miracle, these beautiful Spanish roses in the middle of winter. And yet the greater miracle began to occur, and that was his tilma had a life-size image of this woman, this beautiful lady. The bishop fell to his knees and cried out, "The Immaculata, the Immaculate One." And with tears, he realized and asked pardon for not believing Juan Diego originally. Well, on the same day, Our Lady had appeared to Juan's uncle, Bernardino, and he was cured. And then Bernardino went to the bishop and told him how he'd been cured, and the message that was given by Our Lady to him, and that was that she would crush the serpent's head. The bishop didn't understand the Indian language and heard the word for crushing the serpent's head and sounded like Guadalupe, which was the shrine of Our Lady in Spain. And so, thinking Our Lady wanted this shrine called the same shrine as the one in Spain, which she probably did, the bishop called her Our Lady of Guadalupe. So there's a shrine in Spain with this title, and of course now in Mexico. But Our Lady said in the Indian language that she would crush the head of the serpent. Now this famous picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe is a continual miracle. It's lasted over 450 years, even though this cactus fiber should have disintegrated in 20 years, and yet it is still visible today. You can go see it in Mexico City. And Juan would spend the rest of his life, 17 years, traveling throughout Mexico, telling the story. And he helped to, he became the greatest lay apostle of that century. He remained very poor, very simple, very humble, and had a great devotion to Our Lady and especially to the Holy Eucharist. And he was called the Pilgrim because he was always seen walking and praying. And his efforts of sharing the story and the Aztec Indians realizing that Mary was truly their spiritual mother as well as the Mother of God brought over 8 million converts to the Catholic faith within the next 10 to 15 years. So it's an amazing, the human sacrifice has ended in Mexico and the country was converted to Christ through our Blessed Mother. Juan Diego died on May 30th, 1548, beatified in 1990, and canonized recently. And so we ask St. Juan Diego, pray for us.